Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. And we have a story that is a little off our beaten path, but not off my beaten path. As you know, I have a pretty extensive background in research, stat, primarily in the areas of psychology and mental health. And I want to share with you some recent findings that I think you'll find very, very interesting. We occasionally do stories on physical fitness and what you need to be doing, and we're going to continue to do that. But this one goes into the domain of mental health, social well-being. I think you're going to find the results very interesting. Hey, we are brought to you by Noble Gold. You need to extricate yourself from your bank before they steal your money. Dodd-Frank 2010 law says they can do it. So you need to look at retirement, you need to look at bank accounts, and you need to make the proper adjustments, and you need to get your money the hell out of the bank. Operating capital, fine. 3-4 months, 6 months, fine. But overall, you need to be out. Retirement, let's start with that. That's the most important. Noble Gold will convert your soon-to-be worthless retirement into something that you control, and it's backed by gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. You go, wow, that's pretty interesting concept. It's more than interesting. It works. Reason I say that is I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years. Not just an advertiser, I'm a customer. Now, the government requires me to tell you that any investment carries an inherent risk, and past performance can indicate future expectations. We agree with that. But there's a reason why I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years. It's really time that you take matters into your own hands while you still can before CBDC gets here in full force and eliminates all your options. I want to send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. No obligation. No one's going to pressure you. We'll send you that packet out immediately. It's electronic. DaveHodgesGold.com. Also, all converting retirement conversions, you'll get one of these beautiful American Gold Eagle coins as a way of saying thank you for your participation. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. We all know obesity tied to greatly increased risk for mortality, all-cause mortality, or what they call ACM. We know that's true. We also know that you can reverse a lot of this. Cardio fitness, zone one and zone two, right? Zone two, brisk walking, jogging, biking, 3 times a week. We know that lowers all-cause mortality, what is it, by 75%? That's really good. That's absolutely fantastic. We also know that strength training is now an essential component of achieving longevity. But there's now a third measure that's entered in, and it can be expressed either negatively or positively. Let's start with the negative. As dangerous to your health as obesity and smoking cigarettes are, all-cause mortality is greatly enhanced by a perceived sense of loneliness. And this exploded during the lockdowns. And self-destructive behavior and all that that entails greatly increased during that time too. Drug addiction greatly increased as a way of masking the psychological pain, thus enhancing the physical risk. But what we know is that people that do not feel socially connected, no matter what their status in life is, they could be a CEO, they've won great awards, they're recognized and they're famous, but when they're lonely, they're miserable, and when they're lonely, they run terrible health risks. Now, I'm not just going to leave you with this prognostication. By the way, a guy named Friedman, who really popularized the idea of mind-body relationship and getting away from the Cartesian dualism that your mind is here, your body's here. No, they're one integrated system. One affects the other. It's a bi-directional relationship. But what we know now is what Friedman was telling us in the 70s. Loneliness is tied to cancer and heart disease. Well, we know now it's tied to all-cause mortality. Now, is there anything you can do? What can you possibly do? Say hello to a stranger. Strike up a conversation. Sometimes it's just, hi, how are you? And you're on your way and no fuss, no muss, nothing significant. Sometimes it turns into a lifetime friendship or romance. Who are you committed to? What is your level of commitment? These are important questions. Who could you call at 3 a.m. if your car broke down? Some people can rattle off name after name after name after name. Some people can't name anybody. How tragic is that? Ask yourself that question. Who could you call at 3 a.m.? Who would come and get you? That's a good indicator. It's a good benchmark question. And then you really need to look at cultivating those relationships, spending more time together, reaching out, making new friends, joining new groups that reflect your interests. Because out of those groups isn't just the activity you're involved in. It's the people you're involved in that activity. And I think that's absolutely critical in what you do. All-cause mortality, greatly enhanced by loneliness, but it's one of the easier things to attack. Let me encourage you to do so. Start with a good church, and if you don't have a good church because they're a 501c3, then start your own home study. It's one good way to get started. There's a million ways to get started. Just follow your interests. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please.
Excuse me. That's it for the report on loneliness here. We're going to revisit this topic, though, because I think this is going to spur a lot of research. And I really do believe this is critically important to our well-being. So anyway, let's move on to something else here. I wanted to talk to you very briefly about Joe Biden and another display of how he truly feels about America. And I point these things out because I believe some people are caught in the Twilight Zone. They see the bad he's doing. They can't find any good. But they can't believe any president could be this disloyal to his own country. And so there is a cognitive dissonance that's going on there with a lot of the American public. And so I'm going to just relate to you this story very, very quickly. And I'm hoping, against hope, that you absolutely will pay attention to this and share this information far and wide. On July 4th, of course, it's tradition that we put on tremendous fireworks displays. Now, being out of state right now and on vacation, we were very disappointed in the fireworks displays of where we are in the greater San Diego area. Very underwhelmed by what they had available. It reflects an overall loss of patriotism. I've reported on those figures. Back in 2005, we reached our peak. 70% of the country said they were very patriotic. Today, that number is down to 38%. That's almost a double loss in patriotism. The government is winning. I mean, the communists who've taken over the government are destroying our faith in the government. And the people, I think, are making a fundamental error. They're confusing who's running the government with the structure of the government itself. The structure of our government, although never will be perfect, it's the best there's ever been in world history, and it's probably the best that ever will be. Now, at least temporarily, and I hope that's all it is, we've lost it. And I'm going to give you an illustration of the lack of patriotism, the lack of devotion to country that our own president has. Mount Rushmore, you know, portrays four brilliant leaders from our past. Flawed men called on by God to lead a nation to greatness, which they did. And historically, we have celebrated the great display at Mount Rushmore with a tremendous display of fireworks. Well, for the second year in a row, this communist, anti-American, America Last president has canceled the fireworks display at Mount Rushmore. Now, we can point to all the things he's done, his criminality, his treason with China, his treason with Ukraine, his plot to make the COVID situation a hell of a lot worse. We can point to all those things, but at the end of the day, I don't think we can really show anything more salient to this man's disregard for America and his desire to replace our constitutional republic with his version of a communist utopia as managed by the Bank of International Settlements, which controls all central banks, the World Economic Forum, and you will own nothing and love it, the World Health Organization, we can take over your country in the name of your health, and impose all kinds of unscientific principles upon you in the name of tyranny and subjugation. That's who he represents. He does not represent the people of the United States. He does not care about this country. In fact, he holds this country, much like Obama did, in complete and utter disdain. And listen, he's not alone. I mean, George W. Bush, remember? Remember what he said, ladies and gentlemen, when he said the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper? That's what George W. Bush said. So he was a classic rhino Republican. These people were never Republicans. They were fascist communists. But nonetheless, the display at Mount Rushmore, utter silence, which shows the display of this administration for the American way of life. Have you ever wondered why corporations continue to impose their wokeness upon us? Even though they can predictably forecast they're going to lose massive amounts of money. I mean, it just seems counterintuitive that they would do such a thing. And we just saw another example where we took the great institution of Indiana Jones and those wonderful movies that came before, starting in the 80s. And now they came out with number 5, and it's one of the biggest box office busts in movie-going history. They got to open on the prestigious July the 4th holiday, but that didn't encourage the moviegoers to go. What's the most common reason why moviegoers are forsaking the 5th Indiana Jones movie? Wokesterism. They're sick of it. They don't want to see other people's, shall we say, proclivities. They don't want to have ideologies forced down their throat. You go to the movies to be entertained, not to be indoctrinated, but that's unfortunately what's happening in most of Hollywood now, run by perverts for perverts. So you have to ask yourself, why would Target do what they did with transgenderism, knowing this was going to blow up in their face? And it's still blowing up in their face. Bud Light can't get away from their wokester views. They can't even give away Bud Light to bars for free. Did you know that? Did you know that they can't even give it away? Why would they continue to do such a thing? They're still doubling down on their wokesterism. We celebrate transgenderism. We malign families. And people in America are saying, go to hell. Go to hell and go get broke. Woke is broke. And then we have the other examples of wokeism are just failing miserably. So why do they continue to do it? Well, we have an answer. Actually, we have a couple of answers. Number one, companies are controlled by ESG, particularly the mega companies, because they know a great reset is coming, or at least they hope that there is. And they know that most businesses and people's personal finances will not survive. Hence the prognostication from Noel Harari and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, you will own nothing and you will love it. What they want to do is to be one of the chosen ones that will cross the divide between a failed economy and a new communist-controlled economy in which they are given a monopoly in their area. This is why they go woke. This is why Disney is willing to lose $1 billion on their last 8 movies. $1 billion. That's with a B. Now, why would they embrace this? Because after the economy collapses and winners are chosen to be the new economy, that's who they want to be. Let me give you a little analogy. We've already seen a glimpse of this prior. When we went into the phony lockdowns that were supposed to save us from COVID, what we should have been saved from was wearing masks, breathing our own air incessantly, damaging our lungs, as well as taking vaccinations that are now attributed to 600,000 deaths in America. More on that a little later in the show. But why? What did we learn from that lockdown period? What we learned was Joe's Tailor Shop and accessories for men and women, clothing, they couldn't stay open and do business. Why? Because they weren't chosen by the government to stay open. You're thinking, well, what determined who got to stay open and who didn't? Good question. The government said the box stores. You know, the ones who donate to those political campaigns, the ones who are the most woke, the ones who are the most communist liberals, Target, Walmart, the other box stores, why did they get to stay open and groups that sold the same products were forced to close, forcing a failure rate of 56% among small businesses? And by the way, where was the Small Business Administration while all this was going on? Crickets chirping. They're controlled by the opposition. Anyway, we learned then that's how business will be done. This was a preview of what's coming after the collapse of the dollar and the introduction of central bank digital currency. There'll be winners, and most will be losers. You will own nothing. But these monolithic corporations that are paying a price in creating this Maoist cultural revolution will be greatly rewarded, and they're competing with each other for getting an ESG score. Environmental, social governance. Social is the key word right here. You have to change the minds and hearts of the people. Now, if you can't change them, then you have to destroy their hope that they can affect a change. And this is why we see nothing but woke, 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 woke. And interestingly enough, too, to show you just how much these people are your enemy, tell me why they celebrate every lifestyle that does not end in procreation. Transgender. No kids born there. Meet your transgender parents. Nope, not happening. Gay and lesbian. Same thing. These are lifestyles that do not end in procreation. Why? Why aren't they celebrating family values, fertility, having lots of kids to work on the farm? Kids are bad. We need to lower the birth rate. And the social society that they're creating has even done a number on marriage. Are you aware of that? Do you know we're at record levels for people never married before the age of 40? Okay, there's a correlating event in here. Embedded in that statistic is a reality you need to be aware of. Do you know what it is? If you don't have a kid by the age of 40, your chances of having a kid become greatly diminished. Oh, not impossible, but greatly diminished. Do you see a pattern here? Do you know the birth rate of America is 1.7? That's among the indigenous people, people who are really Americans, not those who crossed the border illegally at the behest of the Obama administration run by Biden, 3.0 Obama. But these people who cross the border are not Americans. They know nothing of our customs, our culture, much less our form of government. And this is what the Democrats are banking their future on, because they want to do all kinds of things that are illegal, unconstitutional, and so forth. And they need illegals to get away with it. But back to my point, our birth rate is 1.7. No country has ever come back from 1.8 or less. Europe is in free fall. Now, some of the immigration that's taken place in Europe comes with a price. Look at France. And some of the immigration here with organized crime, the Brager Report, and the fact that the Sinaloas are working with politicians to control the system with money laundering operations that are huge, infinite, and cover, in the Brager Report, 26 states. All of that coalesces into lower population and great depopulation. Add in the vaccines. Let's talk about the vaccines for a minute, how this enters into this population equation. The life insurance companies are not making a big deal about this publicly, but privately, when you talk to their execs, when you talk to their underwriters, their financiers, they're in a state of panic. The death curve in America is astronomically going up. Of course, it's being hidden by the mainstream media. No question about it. But here's what we do know. Since the advent of COVID, the lifespan in America has gone down an average of 2 years. You say, wait, how could that happen in America? The most sophisticated equipment, medically speaking, in the world, the best trained doctors. Yeah, but the most corrupt medical system that serves the globalists. It puts profits over people. And there's more. Vaccines. When you talk to these underwriters and you can honestly engage them, they will not come on your show, but they are telling their story because they're freaked and they want the information out so they don't get fired for mismanagement of funds for events they have no control over, namely deaths due to vaccine, myocarditis, all kinds of reproductive issues, thus adding to the fertility issue in America and worldwide. And what we are seeing now is a death rate due to vaccines estimated to be at about 600,000 a year, and that's expected to escalate. Now, as I've done further research into this, there are many people, and RFK is going in this direction. I expect him to make an announcement because I know he's talked about this. Did you know that there were three sets of vaccines made? One was saline and neutral. I'm sure that's what Pelosi and AOC and Biden took. And the other was one that was had a lot of complications, particularly with fertility issues. It wasn't terribly deadly, but did have some deadly side effects. And then the other, which is catastrophic. And we're seeing the catastrophic come into play, and it seems to be the late bloomer of the effects. In other words, the worst is yet to come. The agenda is depopulation. That's the agenda here. The world governing bodies like the World Health Organization, the UN, and the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the World Bank, and so forth, they all are masking the depopulation of the earth by the mass migration of people crossing national boundaries, thus creating distractions which take attention off what's going on. Decreased population, greatly decreased, in first world countries. If you ever want to see how the globalists truly feel about you and world population, all you need to do is look at some quotes. And if you really want to understand their nature, look closely. I've published these quotes. I'm not alone. Many of my colleagues in the alternative media have published these quotes. And these quotes are damning. For example, Ted Turner, the founder of the wonderful news network, the propaganda artists themselves, CNN, they can't even get live stream going. He also donated $50 million to the United Nations. And if you wonder why Jane Fonda is so damn weird about the environment, I mean, just says bizarre things. People that drive cars should be dealt with and so forth and so on. She was married to him. Ted Turner said the population of the earth needs to be reduced by 95%. Prince Charles once said, I'd like to come back as a virus and wipe out 90% of humanity. Jacques Cousteau said, we must wipe out 350,000 people a day. It's terrible to say it, but it's worse not to say it. And so you get these kinds of quotes. My favorite, though, comes from David Spangler, The head of the eco division of the United Nations, that would be as an eco environment, right? Climate change and that fiction. He said, no one will come to the New World Order without pledging an allegiance to Lucifer. And he goes on and elaborates, but you get the idea. That's who these people serve. This is the total contempt of which they will harm people. And by the way, there are studies out there that say we're not overpopulated. We're not even at 9 million, or 9 billion, I should say. But what we're looking at here is an Earth that has at least has a carrying capacity of at least 12 billion. At least. With modern technology, they can have more. So we're looking at decreasing lifespan. Our lifespan in America, by the way, is now 1 year less than Cuba, a third world country, in which its poorest citizens have better access to health care than we do here in America. And do you know where this shows up? It shows up in our maternal mortality rate. Women who die in events connected to childbirth. The United States has the dubious distinction of being the number one first world nation in mother, what we would call maternal mortality. The rate of maternal mortality in America has doubled over the last 20 years. How could that be? Well, there have actually been people that have studied this. Now, CNN will never tell you, because they're owned, as much of the media are, and so is the government, by the medical industrial complex, both insurance and with practitioners and pharmaceuticals. And China is their main supplier, therefore their partner. And what we know is that all-cause mortality is increasing across the board because people aren't getting the health care they need. Some of it starts with, that's experimental. We can't approve that. I'm sorry, you have spent your limit. But what we really see a lot of here is, despite Obamacare, there are a significant amount of poorer people in this country that don't have medical insurance. Or they can't afford the copay. So they may have it, but they only go for extreme catastrophes because they can't afford it. Well, what they know is the major reason why women are dying in childbirth in America is because of lack of care with conditions that cause a comorbidity with maternal mortality. And you're saying, wait a minute, you say they're not getting the health care they need. Exactly what I'm saying. And most of these people, and this is what's really interesting to me, most of these people who are on this list for increasing mortality in childbirth, they're people of color. Number one, indigenous Americans, Native Americans. Number two, black Americans. Number three, Hispanics. You're saying, wait a minute. Wouldn't the Biden administration call this racist? I mean, they call roads racist. Why aren't they saying and doing something about this? Because it's what they want. And they want what the pharmaceuticals want, population reduction. And this is the direction we're in. We're in what we call slow burn curve depopulation. A lot of people thought, and I do think this day is coming for various reasons, but a lot of people thought that we were headed for FEMA camps. So with all these facts I'm giving you, what is the net effect? Well, the net effect is we're being depopulated on two ends, maybe even more. Number one, let's count them, okay? You've got the vaccines that are responsible for an estimated 600 deaths a year, and that's going to grow exponentially. Associated with that is our two-year decline in lifespan, putting us below Cuba. That's huge. The next thing that we are looking at, too, is the, shall we say it this way? Intentional depopulation with our food. And then, of course, promoting lifestyles that don't end in procreation, discriminating against families that are traditional, while having pride months and denigrating anyone who doesn't bow down and worship. This is the number one lifestyle. And that's really what it's coming to. Now, do I think that most people who are trans and gay, they feel this way? No, they don't. In fact, I know they don't. You know, I know a number of people, as you do, who are gay and so forth. They don't like this going on. But even they're afraid to speak out. So what we're looking at here in this situation is these movements that rightfully should fight for constitutional protections they're entitled to under the law. These people are, their movement has been hijacked, twisted, perverted, and turned into weaponization against traditional families. And this is why when you encounter someone who is gay, almost completely accurate, they're not responsible for this nonsense that's going on. Most people don't feel they have to have a flag and a parade to have sex. That would include people from all persuasions. So I would ask you, you know, spare the prejudice, spare the discrimination, the rightful indignation, spare that, and realize this is Biden administration with their operatives who've hijacked this movement, and the mainstream media is doing a Gideon's army. They're making it seem much bigger than it is because that's all you hear 24/7, flying the gay flag over the Capitol, over the U.S. flag, which I just find incomprehensible. Fireworks for the parade, for the parades of the Pride movement. No fireworks at Mount Rushmore on July the 4th. That just shows you who and what is running our government. But I don't blame the people. Now listen, I have my belief system, and I am a Christian. But also, too, judge not lest you be judged. And when we see people who are living lives in what we might consider sin, it's our obligation to help them, not to condemn and to punish them, but to legitimately help them. But I will say this, anyone who participates in the sexual genital mutilation of children below the age of 18, that needs to be criminalized, and these people need to be put in prison for the rest of their lives, and I make no compromise on that. Children are not capable of making that decision. But tell that to the LA public schools who thinks it's okay to teach first graders about oral sex and to have drag queens twerking in their classrooms while their purple-haired, nose-ring freak teachers applaud this catastrophe. That needs to be dealt with. And that needs to be dealt with on a level that's legal, forceful, and punitive. These people need to be in jail. Any teacher that submits to this kind of indoctrination of a child is guilty of child abuse. They're no better than the molesters, and they should be put in prison. I make no compromise on that. Now, aside from that, when we get into lifestyles, you know, therefore the glory of God go I, we all are going to be held accountable at the end of days for our behaviors. We live by example, and sometimes we can encourage. I'm not suggesting we should ever discriminate, nor does the Bible say we should discriminate. We don't stone people to death in this culture. There are cultures around the world where some of these people, can you imagine if you were in, say Iran, and you had drag queens go into a first grade classroom? What do you think would happen to these people? Oh, but America's the worst nation ever. Speaking of the worst nation ever, we're becoming that. And I want to talk for a minute about property rights. And you know from my background, fighting against McCain and the attempted theft of my property and 300 of my neighbors, I'm very sensitive to this issue. It took 8 years out of my life. It took me out of a career path I enjoyed, being a professor, being a college basketball coach, and I dedicated everything to this fight. And I have to tell you that this fight is never going to be over. As long as there's Satan on the planet, we're going to have what I'm going to tell you about. Let's start with the Netherlands as an example, and then we're going to bring it here. In the Netherlands, their government, in the name of climate change, like somehow this will make a difference, with no scientific proof whatsoever, they stopped farmers from farming. Your cows fart too much. methane gas. Meanwhile, they can go jet set around to their little conferences, pat each other in the back and say how they're saving the planet while they're making an arm and a leg out of this. I mean, it's a great moneymaker. And the biggest donators to the Democratic Party now are the ones who've gone green, and they're stealing your money left and right on science that's not justified. And I'm an environmentalist. I want clean burning cars. I want wireless electricity, Tesla style. I want those things. But I also recognize bullshit when I see it, and that's the lack of science that's behind the climate change movement. They were exposed back in 2008. Isn't it funny we never talk about this? Do you remember East Anglia University and Penn State? They said to each other in emails that were publicly hacked and disclosed. They said, what if the public were to find out that the world's not getting warmer? Because remember, everything there was global warming. What if they found out that the world is actually getting a little colder? Oh, we can't have that. We gotta have fraudulent data. And they did. And they got busted. No one even lost their jobs. Says something about Penn State. Of course, they put up with Joe Paterno's pedophile coaches. Remember that scandal? So why should they ever do anything about professor fraud and research? Same M.O. Same M.O. Listen, the reality is this. The movement is a political movement. It's designed to deindustrialize the population while the elite maintain a higher standard of living. We're moving into a stage called feudalism. Klaus Schwab said it best in his book, The Great Reset. You will own nothing and you will love it. You will be a feudal serf. You'll live in a 15-minute city, just like the serfs. They didn't go farther than 2-3 miles from their home during the course of their lifetime. Neither will we. It's called a 15-minute city. And this is what we're being reduced to. They will control what you eat. If you ever said to yourself, I'll never eat bugs, try again. When they control your bank account, if you're even allowed to retain it, they can determine what you will and will not eat. And they're actually putting down, what was it I read from the UN in 2003, and I read this on my YouTube account the other day. 3 things you're not going to be allowed to do. One of them is eat meat. Two is to travel. You'll get to go on an airplane once every 3 years. Excuse me. And the third thing is to criticize the government. Those things are going to be gone. And this is the society we're evolving into. Total totalitarian. This is why they have to have CBDC with social credit. They have to take away your ability to protest. Your electronic devices in your homes. Your cell phone to Google Nest to Alexa. Your TV. Remember the Vizio TV scandal where it was discovered, gee, are people having sex in their bedroom at night? The TV's watching them. Gotta wonder what pervert was monitoring this, but nonetheless, that was a real case. Everything you say is recorded. Every move you make, to coin an old phrase, every breath you take, the globalists will be stalking you. And if you don't conform, social credit will X you out. That's the society we're moving towards, and they want to depopulate. And they want to do it slowly. If they didn't do the slow burn depopulation like with vaccines and so forth, then the people would actually rise up and the numbers would be overwhelming. So they invent a crisis, they invent a way to kill people, and then the people are none the wiser, and then they go along until the next crisis and the same thing happens. What will be the next crisis? Some people think it'll be a limited nuclear war that could kill a few billion people. I don't know. I think that's a definite possibility. But what I do know is this, is these people are dedicated and they control the Western governments. They're dedicated to depopulation. They're dedicated to stealing your resources. They're dedicated to global feudalism. They're dedicated to Satan. Remember the head of the Eco Division of the UN? You will not come to the New World Order without taking an initiation and a pledge to Lucifer. I think that's pretty clear. This is pretty clear what they want to do. And it all comes back to the very things we're talking about here. We're being, for lack of a better term, defertilized. Does it make sense to you now? Should we go back in time for a moment? And man, did I get criticism over this. Where I was coming out and publicly saying, don't go along with these mandates. Screw these people. None of you wear masks. Do the business want to do business or do they want to be broke? And I said, they're lying to you. When we started getting stories being told by doctors and nurses, a man comes into a trauma room in the emergency room of the hospital. He's been in a motorcycle accident. He died from head trauma. But they stick COVID on there as the cause of death. Because if they can create the panic, then they could violate your constitutional rights, force you as a medical employee, person in the service, a person in law enforcement or fire, working for the government, or as Biden tried to do, anyone who worked in a company of more than 100 people, you had to get your vaccine or the government was going to fine you heavily. Remember all that? And they lied about cause of death repeatedly. In fact, what did the government do? They paid hospitals $13,000 for every COVID diagnosis, and they paid $39,000 for every COVID death. You don't think there was incentive here on the part of the medical establishment to lie about cause of death? You don't think that there was motivation on the part of the medical establishment to usher in vaccines and make them mandatory over your constitutional rights? And despite the fact that kids who did not have comorbid conditions, which is very rare for children, they were not at risk for COVID. They couldn't go to school. Why? It's part of the dumbing down process. If kids aren't in school, they don't get to learn about the Constitution. Meanwhile, while the kids were out of schools for 2 years, what happened? A new curriculum was prepared and ushered in. It was called the Let's Teach You How to Be a Pervert curriculum. Let's teach first graders about oral sex. Let's teach kids that you don't know what gender you are. Oh, no, no, don't tell your parents. Shh, shh. We'll work with you on this because your parents will oppose you. They'll be against you. Let us cut your genitals off. Let us give you puberty blockers. And do you know where this was rehearsed? Under an old program called the Teen Screen Program. I covered this extensively early in my radio career, 2008, 2009, 2010. I gave testimony before the legislature in my state on this. It only got into one school in Arizona. It went into 42 counties in Illinois. Surprise, surprise. But Teen Screen was this. Trying to set up screening devices without parental knowledge that would diagnose kids with an 80% false positive rate, that they had some kind of social, mental illness, and they had to be medicated for it. Oh, Big Pharma was behind it. Yale University stood right in line with Lori Flynn. I covered this extensively. And eventually, the exposure and the lawsuits brought an end to Teen Screen. In fact, actually, it was official Bush policy in 2004 to do what he did as the governor of Texas, which is called the TMAP program, in which these mentally ill prisoners in the Texas penal system could not be given medicines that were no longer under patent. They had to be given the most expensive medications. They couldn't be given Haldol for schizophrenia. They had to be given the latest, which was about 20 to 100 times more expensive. So the pharmaceutical profits would go through the roof. Well, Bush endorsed the Teen Screen program. In fact, they even said out of their health department, of the 50 million people that cross the doors of our public schools every day, we need to medicate them all. And this is what the vaccines were about. And I believe Teen Screen was a trial run in some people's minds for how they're going to get compliance. Now, we have handed over that compliance. You have lost control of your health system due to an illegal treaty signed by Joe Biden with the World Health Organization. A treaty, if you remember your government days in school, a treaty has to be passed by two-thirds of the Senate. Well, the Senate hasn't approved this, and I don't think they'd get two-thirds. and Biden doesn't either. So he just signed an agreement with the World Health Organization that if he declares there's any kind of pandemic, it could be two cases of the flu. And if Biden says it's a pandemic, it is. And the World Health Organization, which is part of the UN, swoops into your country and takes total control. They can determine forced vaccines. They can determine going to school, travel, punishment. Oh, yes, they can punish you. Can you believe this? Giving control of our justice system to a foreign entity? Another example here. It's not just Mount Rushmore and the lack of fireworks. Biden is out for you. In fact, when Donald J. Trump said, "They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way." And that's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. These people want to reduce your population. Shall we go to the Deagle Report? You want more validation? Now, you can't get this online anymore, but I have published it in various forms, in various parts on thecommonsenseshow.com. You can go to our website and look it up. I know that when things like this appear, that they tend to disappear. And so, therefore, I've learned to hang on to hard copies. Excuse me. And I have done painstaking work to publish this. Do you know by the year 2025, and I think the projections now have been stretched out to 2030, given the UN goals, 2030, this will happen, 2030, that'll happen. But in 2025, according to the Deagle Report, which was put together by the CIA and 17 intelligence agencies around the world, including Stratford, do you know that they project a U.S. population of 69 million people? You're going, you've got to be kidding. 69 million people? Yes. Where'd all the Americans go? Well, before I answer that, let me go to the other side of the equation. China and Russia showed net gains in population. So I don't even think it's likely that we fought a war in this projection against China and Russia, because you would assume, since at least we'd have some nuclear weapons that would work, and some weapon systems that would work, and some battlefield commanders that would fight for survival, not just capitulate, which is what Biden would have them do, like we did in the Afghan withdrawal, you would think that the Russians and the Chinese would suffer a correlating loss of population. They didn't. It's something that's going to happen to the United States internally, and I think we're just seeing the beginning of it right now with the vaccines. I don't know how bad this problem is going to get, but I do know it's not over. They're finding out the people that get two vaccines are much greater risk. Four vaccines are guaranteed to have problems at some point. Infertility, cancer, myocarditis, you've heard it all. You're now seeing the athletes dropping dead. This is just beyond the pale what's going on. But this is depopulation. This is the destruction of national sovereignty, the establishment of world governance with 90% of the population gone, ruled by an elite in a corporate dictatorship. Now, they actually tried this once before. This was under the Obama administration. And under the Obama administration, they actually got a bill passed that only Paul Ryan, Major Rhino, was allowed to read the bill. Members of Congress couldn't examine it. It was called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and it was disguised as a trade agreement, which did have some trade agreement facets to it. But what it really was a control of the U.S. government by corporations. In this plan, they were setting up a 22-person panel that could veto anything Congress passed, anything the Supreme Court decided, any executive action that the president would take could be vetoed by this group. And Congress stupidly passed something that they didn't even look at. Of course, they did the same thing with Obamacare, right? The 20-some thousand pages, no one read that. No one had their staff read it. They just said, oh, it's a good thing, okay, let's pass it. And this is what happened with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, you're probably wondering, what happened to this rollerball, remember that movie from the 70s? Six corporations run the world, but this rollerball type of legislation, that would have handed off total control of America to the corporations. What happened? Well, his initials are DJT. They were counting on the fact that Hillary Clinton was going to get elected, and at that time she had a 12% lead over Trump. But then things happened. People started to realize she's a Satanist. And those that didn't know that, she's at least a criminal, and she's involved in the illegal handling of state secrets and bleaching the evidence in obstruction of justice, and she's just an all-around bad person, and people who disagree with her tend to disappear 300 times over. So Donald J. Trump came into office, and one of the first things he did that got no media coverage, he canceled the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Let me tell you what's taken its place. Since the theme of this show is loss of freedom and how we lost it, what's taking its place is this agreement with the World Health Organization. This bringing in the central bank digital currency. One, an outside unelected body will control you. You have no recourse. And if you oppose anything and start to organize and protest against it, CBDC will take everything you own. You really have a good macro and a micro view today of what's going on inside of America. We are almost out of time. The Fed coin is now in operation. It's being refined with a completion target date of July 25th. Yes, this July 25th. And what we're looking at here, I mean, look at the territory we've covered here in the past 52 minutes of this show. It all ends up one thing. America must be destroyed. You've got 69 million survivors. By the way, I didn't mention this. Our GDP is projected to be about 9% of what it is today in the Deagle Report, which means something catastrophic happens to the United States. My suspicion is Obama lets us be destroyed by a nuclear attack or attack of some sort in which we don't fight back. Otherwise, Russia and China would have the same kind of calamity. But this is not paranoid thinking. Everything I have said to you is validated and verified. There's nothing left to chance. And when the globalists make quotes they want to depopulate the planet by 90% or more, I think you should believe them. When they validate every type of lifestyle that doesn't end in procreation, that also exacerbates this conclusion. What kind of country do you want to live in? It's clear what their objective is. They want most of us dead, and the rest of us will be subjugated into a servant class that serves them. And if I really proceed and project this out to its nth degree, it's my firm belief that we're looking at a situation which transhumanism, singularity, the melding of man and machine, which is not controversial at all, it's mainstream talked about. You won't get this if you survive, if you're one of the 10%, but the globalists will, the elite ruling class, and you'll be the dumbed-down servant class for as long as they need you. Why do you think they're bringing in AI? They don't need you, and I can't stress that strongly to you enough. They don't need you. They don't want you. And particularly if you're an American, because you have dangerous ideas like freedom, which interferes in their control pyramidal scheme. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner we can rise up and fight back. Pray for the miracle that God will intervene in a nonviolent way. People say, oh, we're in the end days. I'm not sure that's true. I agree there are signs there. There are biblical signs there. But I don't see anything conclusive to say we can hang our hat on this. Because the Lord says, you will not know the hour or the day of my return. So what I say to you is this, is we need to fight the fight that God commands us to fight. And people say, well, what if it gets violent? What if you do nothing? That's the better question. There are no elections that will turn things around. They control that. They control candidates from both parties. We have a uniparty system now with a few exceptions. This is why I call for the unelection of all incumbents. But I don't even know if that will make enough of a dent to make a difference. So what I'm saying to you quite clearly here, and something that I hope you'll embrace, something I hope that you'll take seriously, is that you have to become an active frontline participant. I pray it doesn't become violent, but will you not do what needs to be done to protect your family, protect your way of life, protect your country against this illegal invasion? For the sake of humanity, I hope you will. This is Dave Hodges. I want to thank you for joining us. God bless America. May God bless you. And if you don't know Jesus, this is where your exploration needs to begin. Once you embrace Jesus, then you're ready to fight the fight. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you for joining us.